Blog Talk Radio.
You are the God who wants to
good afternoon. Blessing, blessing, blessing. This is your host for tonight, LaShawn from Texas. Peace, I like how you say Tex. I'm your host for tonight. Thank you for being on tonight. You could have been doing something else, but I thank God that you are joining us tonight. You're joining. You're breaking bread with Jesus tonight. I know it's been a while since I heard my voice, but I am so grateful. I am so thankful, and I'm thankful for those who stood in the gap and prayed for me and my family during the time, our difficult time, the losing of my dad. I just want to thank y'all. God bless you. I speak blessing over each and every last one of you. Those who called, checked up, thank you very much. I tell you, I was telling someone when we were laying my daddy to rest, I was like, I can hear the prayers. I can hear people praying for me. I literally, the Holy Spirit allowed me to hear it. And it just gave me strength. That's awesome when you can hear prayers of others that's interceding on your behalf. I don't know, that's just awesome. I'm telling you, that's an awesome thing to hear that. So I am so grateful and thankful that those who prayed or called or whatever you did, if it was just that you were playing behind the scenes, I'm so grateful, and I just want to say thank you all. Well, let us go ahead and open up in prayer. I don't even know where my Bible at. We also, I moved, so I'm not even finished unpacking. So I know I keep a Bible in the car, so I know one is in the car. I don't even know where the Bible at in the home. I'm going to have to look for it. But let's just open up with prayer. Father God, I just thank you for tonight. I thank you for what you're doing. I just thank you, Father God, for your fresh, fresh ruach breath that you're breathing on us, Father God, because some of us need to be revived. Some of us just need a refreshing. Some of us need a refreshing of all. Father God, whatever we need in this hour right now, I ask that you do it. You know what each caller, you know what each caller needs, Father God. If it's a blow that you need to blow on them to strengthen them, you need to blow on them so those dry bones can come alive. If it's just a blow, Father God, I ask that you blow so hard, or you send the angel who you have in charge over them to blow on them in this hour, that they will feel the wind of the blow to give them a refresh. For some of us need a restart, a refresh, a head start. Oh my God, come on, Holy Spirit. Some of us need a head start. Father God, give them the head start. Give them everything that they lacking right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you even send the divine helpers, the connection, Father God, those who they need to be connected to in this hour, in this season, Father God, they're going to hold their hands up when they get tired and worried. Father God, that they will not slumber. They will not sleep in this hour, because you don't slumber. You don't sleep. And Father God, your word tells us greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. So Father God, I ask that you give us a fresh fire. Fresh anointing. Father God, pour your all upon us, Father God. Even we can't even put old wine in old skin bottles, Father God. It has to be a fresh skin bottle. It has to be a fresh bottle of wine. And so, Father God, whatever is old, I ask that you renew it. We got an old mindset. I ask that you refresh our mind. Let it be done tonight, that we will not go into this next hour, because I see the time is ticking. I see we finna get ready to ship once again. So this ship, Father God, don't let us cross over with the same mindset. In the name of Jesus, give us a new mindset, a new way of thinking. Oh, Father God, continue to do what you need to do on the inside. If it's what we need to be purging this hour, I ask that you touch us. I ask that you do a washing, that we go through your car wash, that we wash from the top to the bottom, Father God. Do a washing on the inside. If we got to lay down on your surgical table, open us wide up and take a look at our hearts in the name of Jesus. Yes. Whatever is in the heart that's not pleasing, yes, to you, Father, yes, God, yes, I ask that you do a new thing. I ask that you do something new. Create us a clean heart, a righteous spirit in the name of Jesus. Father God, wherever our sons and daughters is lacking, Father God, I ask that you just turn them around. Let them do a by face, just like you did for Paul as he was going down the road of Damascus. So he had an encounter with you, Father God, to where you knocked him off his high horse, Father God, and you asked him a simple question: why are you prosecuting me? And he didn't like, I'm not prosecuting you, but you are prosecuting my people, the righteous one. Oh, Father God, let this be an hour that some people got to be knocked down off their high horse. Some people have to have their thorn in their flesh, and you're not going to remove it because you reminding us that your grace is sufficient even when we are weak, Father God, even when we are struggling, Father God, even when we want to throw in the towel, even when we want to backslide. You're going to remind us with that thorn in the flesh, my grace is sufficient even when you are weak. You are a loving God. You are a mercy God. Father God, your love covers every corner, every crack. Your love, your unconditional love, your unconditional peace, your peace like nothing of this world. You say the peace that you give, not the peace of this world, but the peace that you give. Let us be in your peace, that we would not be able to be pulled from your peace. Oh, Father God, that the enemy would not snatch you from the place of rest, from the place of peace. Let us walk in peace in this hour. Let us walk in love, because it's two commandments that you require us. You say, love you with all thy heart, all thy soul and thy mind, Father God. That's your first commandment. And you tell us to love thy neighbors, Father God. That's your two commandments. And Father God, I declare and decree that we will walk in love in order for us to be like you. We have to have a heart like you, a mind like you. We got to walk in love. And I thank you for your unconditional love in the name of Jesus. You know what? The Father has been speaking to me very heavy. But see, y'all know, some of y'all know I like to teach. And so the Father been, the Holy Spirit been ministering to me about Abraham and Lot. And see, I really want to get more detail, because when I teach this thing, some of y'all going to be set free. But so far, what I got so far about the Abraham and Lot story, when God told Abraham to leave thy father's house and go, he said, take your family. When he said, take your family, he only mean his wife. You remember at the time, Abraham and his wife did not have any children. But oh, guess what he dragged along with him? He dragged along his nephew, which was Lock. God didn't tell him to bring Lock with him, but he ended up bringing Lock with him. Did God tell you to bring your sister or your brother with you? What is he telling you in this hour? Because see, you can drag somebody along with you, that it will cause some problems. You can't get your blessing because who you got connected to your hip. Oh, somebody better catch it. See, he told Abraham to take his family. Who is his immediate family? He only has his wife. That's who he was talking about. But oh no, he wants to bring Lot. And we know the story. Now, y'all, I'm just paraphrasing.
He brought Lot along with him, but him and Lot began to argue and fight until Abraham had to tell him, okay, I'm going to give you this piece of land. We're going to go our separate way, but they should never went together because God didn't tell him to bring your nephew, to bring your nieces, to bring your first, second, and third cousin. And matter of fact, he don't even tell us to bring some church member. We do all that on our own. And we wonder why we getting stagnated and stuck.
He said, take your family, leave your father's house and go here. But he wanted to bring Lot. So him and Lot began to bump heads.
But when they separate, see, this is the part that was getting me. And I'm asking God for deep revelation on that. Well, we know Abraham went on his way with Sarah. We know he went on his way, but Lot went into a land that he didn't even supposed to be at. That's what I want to talk to y'all about. Lot went to a place, because remember, God didn't tell Lot to leave. He wanted to follow his uncle. Lot went to two places that he didn't supposed to be at. One place that Abraham had to come with his army, his soldiers, and save him from the kings. Had to go in there and kill everybody because Lot in the wrong place. Okay, when Lot left that place, he went to Sodom and Gomorrah. Mm. Come on. That ain't worth. God ain't for the lead unless he's using you to bring people out. No, he's using you. You got to be assigned to that region. Some of us is treading on evil ground. Some of us are treading on treacherous ground that we don't supposed to be treading on. And you wonder why you're getting hit in your body. You wonder why your eyesight you cannot see, because you're in a place that you're not supposed to be. Who am I talking to this evening? You better be careful and listen to the direction of God and not the direction of man and not your own decision, because a lot of us make decisions that will cause us. So not go to Solomon and Gomorrah. We know Lot had, let me show you, y'all. I'm finna break. Come on. I don't even think Holy Spirit speaking to me right now. I don't even think he want me to wait to give this to y'all. He's speaking to me right now. So when Lot went to Sodom and Gomorrah, we already know Sodom and Gomorrah was a polluted place. It was perverted. It was so perverted. The government, the superintendent, the schools and the churches, even people in the churches, was so perverted that they even perverted the children. Do y'all not understand? And I pray that those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Living God is saying tonight. You can go to a city. You can go to a town that it is so perverted. It's not for you. All I'm going to break this thing down for you that it's so perverted. Oh, are you in a perverted region? Are you in a divine region that you don't supposed to be in? That's a question that you got to ask the Father. How well do I know? Because when I got married, y'all know I'm going to speak the truth. I ain't no shame because I overcame it. That's why you better be careful where you're bringing your husband and wife to. You lead your husband. You lead your, first of all, your husband should be leading you. Uh-oh. Is very important. It can mess up your whole family, because wherever your husband is leading, if he don't have a relationship with Christ, he can lead your family to a place of destruction. Who am I talking to? Your children can get into all type of stuff that they cannot handle. I'm telling you what I know. I'm just not talking. Your husband, you can move into a region where your husband can't handle it. How well do I know? Because I can sit up here and talk to you because I went through it. When I moved into this region, the Holy Spirit, I heard the Holy Spirit and I heard the enemy. The enemy told me, I'm going to sniff your husband like wheat. Uh-oh. I heard your marriage ain't going to even last long. Because your husband don't know how to handle this region. There's a marine spirit in this region that's strong. And he began to allow me to see it, how it operating in women, in their eyes, in their thighs, in their hips, in their breasts, in the backs side, that the Marine spirit, he began to speak to me. He said, your husband, see, you better know the weakness of your mate. You better know the weakness of your spouse. So if you got to protect your household at all times, who am I talking to this afternoon? I'm about to break this thing so down to where you will understand Lot was in the wrong region. See, let me help you out. Because remember when the father went to Abraham and told him, I'm about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot began to intercede for his family member because he knew he had family member there. He began to ask God by a certain number, if there was 10, Lord, is you going to destroy this whole city? What if 10 is righteous? You still going to destroy the whole city? And then, you know, God have mercy. I don't have the Bible in front of me, but I'm just speaking. I'm letting the Holy Spirit to speak and break this thing down for you. Abraham began to intercede on the behalf of his family. What if it was 11? Okay, I spared 11. What if it was 10? I spared the 10. What if it was 7? He kept going down, just measuring him. God said, okay, now enough. Okay, Abraham, you didn't ask me to spare these people, and I told you I would. He kept changing the number. I might got the numbers out a little bit, but y'all go look it up. It's in the book. He began to intercede on Lot's behalf, but he told them, these angels, I'm about to sin and destroy this city, and your family must leave this city. They didn't even have enough time. That's why, oh, come on, Holy Spirit. He didn't say, I'm sending a man. He sent two angels. That's how we know we have angel charge over us. There were angels that went to Lot and said, get your family. It's time to leave. Let me help you out a little bit more. When the perverted man seen the two angels, see, ask yourself, what did they see? Because these was two angels. Evidently, the angel looked like man. So, because when the two angels went into the city, the men began to knock on the door. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm about to knock on the walls of the neighbor's house. Y'all, and I had to catch myself. I'm about to knock on the door. Knock on the wall. They began to knock on the door and say, these two men, see, they seem angels as men. Evidently, they must have looked like men, because when they seen the men, I'm just imagining, they're like, those some fresh meat. We ain't never seen them before. We need to get them. Come on. Is we going to speak real talk or what? That's some fresh meat up in the city. Let's get them. But not only one man didn't go after them, it was a book of men. Even the Bible said it was little kids along with them. Knocking on Lot, go. Send them two men up out of here that just entered into your house. They didn't even know the two men were angels. But the angel came to Lot and said, get your family and leave, and gave them specific instruction. God said to get rid of rain, brimstone, fire. God said to destroy this city with fire. And then when he told Lot, y'all need to leave right away. Y'all need to go right away. And when you go, do not look back. Come on. Do not look back. Do not look back. Look what's okay. Somebody gave me a Bible in Genesis 19. I was teaching without the Bible. And look, and there came two angels to Sodom at evening. And Lot sat in the gate of Sodom. And Lot seen them rose up to meet them. He rose up to meet them. But look, Lot knew that they was angels, but the men then, because Lot began to bow himself with his face towards the ground. And he said, behold now, my Lord turned in, you know, my Lord turned in. I pray you into your servant house. And he was like, tarry there all night. Okay, let me see. I need to go down. Let me see.
Okay, look what it's saying, verse 4. But before they can lay down the men of the city, even listen, the men, let's say the men, is M-E, men of the city, even the men of Sodom, they came to the house. Look, both was old and young. All the people from every quarter. Ask yourself, what did this Bible just say? Men's old and young, and men's from all over every quarter. This let you know how many perverted person was in that area. All these men's trying to get two men's. The angel gave Lot no specific instruction. When you go, do not look back. Don't dare look back. Some of y'all is missing some, and I've been there. I done missed something being hard-headed, with being disobedient. It can cost you a setback. But this time, you got to get yourself up so you won't be set back. You need to make sure when you get instruction, and if it's instruction that God is giving you in this hour, you need to follow direction. You need to walk in obedience. It's very important because time is at end. Get your wife, get your daughter, but then they begin to beat on the door, knock on the door, asking these two men. We seen the men that came. We seen these men that came into your house. First they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came in thee, came into your house this night? Bring them out unto us, that we might know them. Okay, we know from the beginning, from Adam and Eve. Do everybody here on the radio know what it means, know them? We are all grown.
Okay.
Oh, Adam began to know his wife. It say no. It didn't put the S-E-X word up in there. It say get to know them. So we know what knowing them. They want to sleep with them. Okay, everybody grown. That's what it means back up in the day. Look what Lot did. And Lot went out at the door unto them and shut the door after him because he knew they were trying to get in the house and said, I pray you, brethren, do not so wicked. He's telling them, I'm praying that y'all don't do this wicked thing. Don't do this wicked thing. This ain't right. Behold, now I have two daughters which have not known men. They are virgins. What do you want men for? Don't do it. I got these two daughters. You can have the daughter. Lot was willing to give his daughters to the man, but these men did not want the daughter. Come on, this how perverted it was. He let them know, which have not known men. Let me, I pray you, bring them out unto you, and do ye to them as is good in your eyes, only unto these men do nothing. Okay, he was letting them know, get the woman. They gonna be good or better or whatever, to you than these men. Don't do these men like that. That's not right. They didn't want that. Let me show you how bad they was. Look. When Lot went back into the door, he went back because they said, we don't want your daughters. We want the men's. They didn't know the men's were angels. Lot went into the door. What they did, try to knock down the door. They were trying to knock down the door, y'all. They were trying to beat the door down. And you know what's more? We just heard there were old men, young men, and men's in every quarter. So they could knock down the door. But let me tell you what the angels did. Why they were trying, because the angel knew that them men's were going to get in that house. Let me tell you how this spirit was so bad upon these people in this little town, city, village, whatever you call it. It was so bad that when the angel even blind them, they still were trying to knock down the door. How desperate you are, if you see your eyes, you can't see, and you're still trying to get in the house and get out to the men. That is wicked in somebody's heart. Yeah, it's in the book. Go to Genesis 19. It's in the book. It tells us all about it.
They trying to break down the door. They trying to move lock out the door, out the way, so they can get into the door. But look, if you go down to the verse 11, look what they did. They end up getting blind. They got blind, but they still try to shove and find their way through the door. They didn't care because their spirit's already on them. But let's move forward. Okay, go ahead, lock. Y'all going on out here. You take your kid, your two daughters and your wife. As you're going down on your journey, do not look back. God gave you specific instruction not to look back. So get on up out of here because we finna destroy this city. Locke got his wife and they begin to go on their journey. Begin to go on their journey. And Locke already know what the angels then told him. Do not allow your family to look back. But see, when you got strongholds, when you got bondage up on you, because you in the wrong place at the wrong time, what did Locke's wife did? She began to look back and she turned into a pillar of salt. Why did she look back? Because that spirit would not let her go. Come on, huh? She still had that spirit what was in that city. She had to be curious about what's going on. So I need to look back. But that was a spirit. Oh, spirit of disobedience. Spirit, why would she want to look back? She was in the environment. She had to see it. She just couldn't go forward and leave what God said leave because I'm finna destroy it. Some of y'all don't want to let go some things that God is trying to destroy out of your life. You cannot go backwards into this region because I'm finna do something to this region and you don't need to be part of it. I need you to go. Who don't understand that tonight? She turned into the pillar of salt. You think, look, you think Locke sat there and tried to get his wife and picked up that pillow of salt? He kept going with his daughters. Because he already know if we look back, we're going to be in trouble. Oh, if that would have happened to some of y'all husband or wife, y'all would have been all on that flow, look back and everything else. We are walking and we are in a season where we're walking in disobedience. What did he tell Ezekiel? He told Ezekiel, I'm about to take your wife. And when I take your wife, you better not shed a tear. You can't cry for her. What do you do when God tells you something like that? What do you do? I didn't hear I'm bringing judgment to people. And you cannot pray for them. What do you do? I'm bringing judgment to them. And you cannot pray for them. Do not pray for them anymore. What do you do? You're obedient. Friend, I'm going to get you. He can cut the fly in. Look, this dog right here. Come get it, Kim. Lord, what do you do? If you was in that situation with Locke, you would have stopped and tried to pick it. You was too late because she didn't turn into the pillow of the sun. You were going to stop and cry over your disobedient husband, spouse, when God told you not to look back? Come on. This is in the book. This is not something, LaShawn. This is in the book. Well, let's come on. We're going to move forward. I'm going to show you something. That's why people need to be healed, delivered, and set free. If you're not healed and delivered, Locke came from a place that was perverted. And look, I'm going to tell you, when you're in a place of perverted, that's why you got to be connected. That's why you got to be purged and healed and delivered. Because what happened later on? Here go his now. Here go his daughters. Oh, come on, y'all. His daughters. Let's go. Let's know our daddy because there's no other means out here. The enemy then got into them and told them there's no other means and we can't have children. So we need to go into our daddy. Let me tell you something. Nothing is new up under the sun. What they did back then, they doing it now. Now, if they slept with their father then, they sleeping with the father now. Now, ain't nothing new up under the sun. It's in the genealogy. It's in the bloodline. That's why when you pray, you got to uproot seeds ain't going to the roots. You got to go into the roots on your mother's side. You got to go into the roots on your daddy's side. You got to renounce what your ancestor did. Oh, who else I'm talking to tonight? Now, here go his daughters. God didn't kill them. Now, I'm paraphrasing. God and killed all the men. We don't have no men to reproduce and make babies. First of all, there was men on the other side. God, the world is big. There was men in her uncle camp. Abraham. There was men over there. There was men after Lot went to this cave and came out the cave. They went to another city where there was men. But you see how the enemy, well, he was crafted from the beginning, and he was still crafted. He was crafted with Lot's daughter telling them that there's no more men, so you go and sleep with your daddy. But look what they did. Come on, Delilah. Come on, Delilah. This same Delilah spirit was up on Lot's daughters. What they did, seduced their daddy with alcohol and got him drunk. Who am I talking to? You better get somebody on here, because this stuff needs to be uprooted tonight. I come here as his mouthpiece. You got to uproot these things in your family, because if you don't uproot it, then go down to your son, it go down to your daughter, it go down to your great-grandkids. And so here go Lot daughters. Come on. Got their daddy drunk with wine and began to have sex with him. The daughter, not only they did it one night, they did it two. The first daughter went and knew their dad, and then they got him drunk again. And then the second daughter did it. And now they got a baby. They got a baby by their own dad. Come on. Your past can follow you. Where you was can follow you. That's why it's so important for you to tarry in the right region, in the right city. Because if you don't tarry, if you ain't in the right place, it can mess up your household. Who am I talking to? Some of you might not believe that, but I'm here as a mouthpiece to tell you. I'm taking you to the book. I'm taking you to the beginning, because in the beginning, just like the end, Genesis is the end time revelation. What went on in Genesis is what's going on in 2024. What went on in Genesis is going to go on in 2026. What went on in Genesis is going to keep carrying on until you say, no, I break that cycle. I break that generation of curses. And what happened in my latter days will not be in my former days. Who am I talking to tonight? My latter days will be greater than my former days. What happened in my former days is not going to go on in my latter days. My latter days, the end will be greater. Everything that my ancestor did, I renounce for it. I uproot it right now. Every region, the demon region, no, you cannot follow me in this next season. The demon region, you cannot have my son. You cannot have my daughter. Oh, Father God, even put my son and daughter at the right location where they can be in the land flowing with milk and honey, where they can be in the Goshen land. You better decline the creed over them right now. Who am I talking to? No longer will we be in Egypt. You had to part the sea over 200,000 years ago. We is not in Egypt no more. Who the sun set free is free indeed. Who am I talking to tonight? When in our Egypt moment, my ancestor, they cross over, and when they cross over, God gave the word to Moses, tell him today they will not see their enemy no more. Tell them today they will no longer be slaves. You no longer enslaved. Did the word tell us who the Son set free is free indeed? Wherever the Spirit of the living God is, there is liberty. Oh, it is liberty in my household. It is liberty with my son. My son would not have the mind of a slave mentality. He will be set free.
territory. How you gonna bless your territory and you can't even dedicate the house as a house of prayer? How he gonna enlarge your territory? How he's gonna enlarge your territory when you won't even give him time in your own house? You won't even dedicate your home as a house of prayer. You won't even dedicate your home as a house of worship. You're not even walking. Come on, I'm about to take off running up in this place. You ain't walking with him in your own house. So you ain't not on with him in your own house. So you ain't fell down flat on your face like the angel and the elder people that's in heaven that got down on their face and they said, holy, 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 God Almighty. Have you told them that? Have you got on your face? I'm from my face down and said, God, you are holy God. You are mercy God. I love you, God. Thank you for my life. Thank you for my mama life. Thank you for my dad life. Thank you, God. I'm going to worship you. I'm going to stand in this place right now until you deliver me. I'm going to wrestle with you. I ain't going to let you go until you bless me. I'm going to hold on to your unshakable hand. I need healing in my body. I need healing in my mind. I got to stay here until you heal me. I got to stay here until you set me free. I gotta stay here until you deliver my son. I gotta stay here until you deliver my husband, until you deliver my wife. What do I have to do? Why do I have to do, Father, to be saved? Oh my God. The fire of God is in this place. The fire of God is in this place. What he told me one time when I got on the prayer line, he said, turn your face to the corner like Hezekiah. Turn your face to the corner and begin to speak to me with your face to the corner, to your face to the wall. And you think when I heard that, you think I went in my living room and I began to pray with my face directly in the wall and I stood there. You got to do whatever God tells you to do. Don't think it's strange now if he tells you to do something that's going to make you uncomfortable, that's going to make you, people going to think I lost my mind. Who am I talking to? You can't get nowhere with pride. You can't get nowhere with stubbornness. You can't get nowhere with selfishness. You can't get nowhere gaslighting. Come on, I hear you, Holy Spirit. You got to get yourself free from that noxious spirit. You can't get nowhere like that. The enemy is just going to beat you down. And if you keep playing with him, he's going to turn you over to a reprobate mind. Who we see that right in front of our eyes in the pulpit. Some of these leaders are being turned over to a reprobate mind. You don't want to be turned over. He will give you, he will turn you over. He will give you to the enemy. Oh, people don't believe that. He will turn you over. He's a just God. He's a loving God. He's a forgiving God. Before you make any decision, and it's both for me too, before you make any decision, you better ask the Lord, what do you say? Do you want me to go there? Because you will begin to pick up some unnecessary warfare because that's not where you're going to be. That's not where you're supposed to be. Your gifts begin to be tampered with. That's why you ain't dreaming no more. Come on. That's why you can't hear. Come on. That's why you can't see. Some people you don't even need. Oh, come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. Y'all better watch who you labeling amongst. Come on. Some people want your eyes. Come on, can I take it a little deeper? Just like Delilah, that's the reason why we got to pray over these men. The Delilah spirit is ripping the pulpit, messing with their glory, tapping with their glory. That's the reason why we got to pray for the young generation like never before. Because even with Samson, he gave his mama, the angel gave his mama full
direction, what not to eat with him, what not to do when you carry him. Oh, I wish my son was on here tonight. Very important when you carrying a child. Very important what you say out your mouth with that child in your womb. Very important what you eat with that child in your womb. Very important what you speak. Either you're going to speak life and death over that child. Well, let's go a little bit farther. Look what God told John mama. Look what he told Zechariah. Why you think he shut Zechariah's mouth up? We are in older age to have a child. He gave him, the angel gave him specific instruction. He cannot drink wine. Oh my God. Some of these teenagers need to be on earth. You don't know. Keep your kids from drinking wine. Oh, keep your kids from drinking wine. If you're drinking wine and smoking in your own household, what you think gonna go down to your children and grandchildren? They see what you do. Come on, who am I talking to? You got your responsibility is to protect them. If you sitting up there having sex with Tom and John and whoever, Harry, Larry, what you think your kids going to be doing? Oh, my God, that was for somebody older. You got to break that cycle. You got to uproot it so your daughter and your son would not be like that. That's what I like about God. He's a forgiving God. I don't want to be like this. This is not like you. My body ain't feeling well. I know these, the wages of sin is death. It don't mean a physical death. It means spiritual death. Ezekiel, can these dry bones live? He said, only you know, God. Speak to them. These are dry bones. These are dead men walking. God is a loving God to where he was sending the prophet to prophesy to your dry bone. The prophet can prophesy. The prophet can speak healing and delivering over your life. He said prophesy to them. Call the wind for each corner. Even prophesy to the each, you know, to the wind and the four corners. Come on. When God tell a prophet to prophesy, that's it right there. That's it. Some of you will go into region. Some of these regions, some of these states is so very demonic, and you don't have the strength to fight the demonic activity. That's the reason why you're getting woe down and beat down. That's why I say it's time to move. If that's not your assignment, don't be trying to force it. If it ain't your assignment, stay in your lane. If he tells you to move, move quickly. I didn't hear what he said. Tell them to move and move quickly. They like the pin on it. If he tell you don't go nowhere, don't go nowhere. Oh, some of y'all, I see some of y'all face now. I'm going anyway. I pay my money. I'm gone. You know. LaShawn, stay now, LaShawn. Stay. I'm going. I'm going. I'm doing it anyway. Okay, just do it. Well, it was a song like that. Do it until you put your back into it. Do it. Go ahead. You want to like Burger King have your way? Go ahead. He's getting ready to say, don't tell them no more. Don't waste your time with them no more. He told the rich man that was in the place of torment when he said, can you send Lazarus to my dad's house? I have three brothers, so that he can tell them, don't come to this place of torment. What did Abraham say? Where we at, it's a gulf between us. Where you at, you can't cross over on this side, and where we at, we can't get to you. Not one from heaven can't even come down and warn you. That's the reason why he give us angels. Your loved one ain't going to come down from heaven and warn you. They in a place where they cannot come down. It let us know in the Bible, what did Abraham tell them? Well, I think that's in the book of Luke. What did Abraham tell the rich man? They got Moses and the prophet. Come on. And if they don't listen to them, what makes you think one from the dead can persuade them? If they don't listen to the one that's living, the one from the dead can't persuade them of nothing. That's what they said in that book. The one from the dead can't persuade them to do nothing. They got Moses and the prophet here. And the same thing. You got your prophet, your bishop, and your teacher. If you ain't listen to them, why would you consult the familiar spirit, the ones in the dead? They can't tell you nothing but lead you straight to hell. Okay. Yeah. I'm telling you, I pray that those who caught it, that have an ear to hear, it's very important where you at, where you laying your head at. I know very well about this. And the Holy Spirit was speaking that to me. You better repent and say, God, forgive me. I don't want to mess up no more. Give me wisdom so I will not mess up no more. I need wisdom. I need, if anything clogged in my ear, if I'm around some witchcraft, Father God, remove it. Snatch me up out of there. You took Ezekiel by his hair. You did it for this person in the Bible. If you say you're the same God today, yesterday, forever, do it for me. Do it again. Father God, I need to know. I need to get to my Goshen. I need to get, some of you ain't even married because you're in the wrong location. And you refuse to move. You're in the wrong location. Your husband got to locate you. You ain't in the location. No GPS, pin your point. Y'all got that phone. Locate. Everybody know where everybody. Everybody know everybody's location. But do God know your location? Is you where God can locate you? Come on. Can he locate you in the secret place? Can he locate you in the house of prayer? Can he locate you? Come on. And can he locate you in your own house? Come on. Can he pinpoint where you at? Some of y'all just all over the place like a bean bomb. Some of y'all playing, what's the name of that game? The jump, you know, I'm going to jump in, the jump rope. Okay. You waiting to get in because you don't want to trip up and fall on your face. So you doing, I wish I could see what I'm doing. And you like, okay, knock that one right there. That's too fast. So slow it down, y'all. Slow it down. And you jump in. Once you jump in, you jump out. God ain't no double dutch. He's not no jump rope where you can jump in and jump out. Come on, who was that for? He ain't no jump rope. He's God Almighty. He's God Almighty. Either you in or you out. You can't be lukewarm. I'm going to serve him now. Lord, forgive me. Then you go right back. Come on. No, either you in. You serve God all the days of your life. Why? It's a searching why he can be found. Why he can be found. Get him why he can be found. So, Lord, that's all I have to say. You ain't telling me nothing else. So, you need to check your location. Are you in the right location? Or you could be, some of us miss our blessing because we're in the wrong location. Some of us missing our blessing because we ain't at the right table. You eating the wrong food at the wrong table. Some of us missing our blessing because we walking in disobedience. Come on. I want to be in a place where I can be found with God. Not only he will allow men to find me, to bless me. Come on. I don't want to be too tough where they got to go search for me where I can be found. Where I can be found. Where I can be blessed. Where I can be blessed going in. They say you blessed going in and coming out. You blessed. You blessed when you born in this world, and you're going to be blessed leaving this world. Some of you will leave blessing and legacy for your family. I pray that this word has blessed you. Go and read about Lot. See, sometimes God will take us into a deeper revelation about things.
It didn't say Lot. God told Lot to follow Abraham. Lot followed Abraham, and when him and Abraham got into it and began to split out the land, Lot went on his way, and then Lot moved. Like I say, Abraham had to go rescue him twice. He interceded on his behalf, because remind you, God will fit to destroy the whole city, and to Abraham begin to pray for his family. Your prayer can have mercy on some of your, have mercy. It can have mercy on some of your family member. Now they have to choose, make their own choice. Well, God bless you, Father God. I just cover this teaching. Father God, there will be no backlash, no retaliation. I pray that this teaching was a blessing to your people. I'm just your servant. I'm just here to teach your word, the best of my knowledge. And as you give it to me, Father God, I pour it out onto them. I break bread. We breaking bread with you this afternoon. And Father God, I thank you for even trusting me, for even teaching your word on this afternoon. So Father God, as I begin to take calls, Father God, you know what your people need. You know they knees last week. You know the knees last night. You know they knees, Father God. So, Father God, so I just thank you, Father God, for what you're doing in this hour. I thank you, Father God, because you get all the glory. You get the glory. You get the glory. And no man dare not take your glory. No man cannot take your glory. So, Father God, I cover everyone that's on here. And, Father God, like I said, will not be no backlash, no retaliation. Father God, what I poured out, you put right back in me and put it double more in the name of Jesus. Okay, we're going to begin to take off. If you'd like to be ministered to, or if this word just bless you and you would like to say something, you can press 1 on your phone. I'll be more happy to bring you on.
Now, 3, 3, 4.
Okay. Sister Sonya, we can barely hear you. Say it again.
Okay. Hello. I have a guest caller on. Her name is Dorothy Moody.
Yes. Hello?
She might want to say, you might want
to. I don't know if you're in a bad connection in your life. You say Dorothy, Sister Dorothy is on?
Pastor Moody. I mean, Sister Moody.
Okay. My phone is so bad. Hello? I don't know if you're in a bad area, but your phone is not coming through real clear.
All right. Can you hear me now?
Just a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Give me a second.
Okay, I'm going to come back to you, okay?
All right.
All right. All right, 910-709, Master calling. Where you calling from?
Hello, Sean. This is Sylvia from North Carolina.
Hey, Miss Sylvia. How you doing?
Hi. Pretty good.
That's great. You sound good.
Yes. I haven't talked to you in a while. Last time I talked to you, I had told you the Lord had told me to come in. And when I came in, I got really sick since December, and I'm doing better now.
Amen.
Yeah, he
you know,
says
sometimes he wants to come in because he know our body to get ready to be up on attack.
Yeah. So he says he allowed it. I was like, he says I was like Joseph in prison, but he was going to. he said he was going to release me. So, doing better.
I'm glad you sound real good. I just sense something fresh that you just like the Father refreshing you, that there's a refresh anointing that he's giving you, a refresh. And sometimes God will tell us to come in so we can rest, so he can replenish us. You know, sometimes he got to rebuild the house. You know, when we praying for so many, we getting hit left and right. And so sometimes we can have damage in our body, damage on the inside. So he got to rebuild it. He got to polish some things. He got to, you know, he got to reconstruct some things. And so it's very important for us to get in that place of rest so we can be refreshed. And some of us need to be revived. We need to be revived in a way that we will be revived in his word. We be revived in his worship. He revive us. He renew us. He give us a new training of thought. He give us a double fresh anointing, an anointing. So when we go, sometimes when people go out, they got that fire anointing that they don't even have to lay hands on nobody, that they begin to speak out their mouth. And as they begin to speak out their mouth, the sword of the Spirit of the living God is coming out. And when you have the sword of the living God, because they say in Revelation, Jesus stands with the sword in his mouth. That means that's the word. And when the word of the sword come out your mouth, demons got to back up and back up quickly. I hope you caught that. The sword that's in the mouth, the sword to break, to speak the word, and things will be broken. Things will get in alignment with heaven. Do you not understand that? And that's why it's so important for us to get rest, because every time we get rest, he gives us new instruments, new tunes, something he's given us. My God, and I felt it in my hand. He's giving you a new fresh anointing to lay the hands on the sick. He just gave you a fresh anointing in your hand. I felt it in my hand.
Amen.
That means you can lay hands on your body, your own body, all night long, day long. You sometimes, the good practice is with your own self.
Yes.
I'm going to say it again. The best practice, the good practice is with your own self.
Amen.
I'm laying hands on everybody. I'm laying hands on myself. I command your heart. I command my own heart to slow it down. I command my own heart to pump the properly blood. I command my head. My head. I'm not walking around with no high blood pressure, because it say he ain't in heaven with high blood pressure. I'm going to lay hands on my own self until it break. I'm going to speak to the blood pressure machine. 127 over 79. I'm going to speak to it until I see it manifest. So who am I talking to? The sword, which is the word of God. Let it be in your mouth in this hour, that it will break and crumble things and line it up. So he said, well done. The enemy tried it, but he blocked it. The enemy tried it, but he blocked it. So when it's time for you to go out again, you will go out boldness. You will go out with boldness, and you will go out with a shout of a doubt. Without, you're going to have the angel to assist you in everything you doing. Your whole family will call you blessed. Your children will call you blessed. You is blessed to your family, and God is well pleased with you. You don't have anything to worry about. Don't worry about anything. You command these things to manifest in this hour and this season. It got to come in this hour and season. Lord, I have been faithful, just like Hezekiah. Remember me, Lord. Remember the good things I did. Remember me. I need something right now. Remember me when nobody didn't even want to pray. Remember me when I was praying hours a night for 5 hours. Remember me when I intercede on the behalf of my daughter and those who was prosecuting me, those who was talking about me. I remember that I didn't even fight them back, but I got on my knees to pray for them, to ask you to create them a better heart, Father God. Remember, I didn't do that. I didn't fight hand to hand. I fight on my knees. Come on, remember that.
Amen.
Ask them to, I promise you, you tell them, remember when I walked away. Remember when I kept my mouth closed. Remember when I had to walk in humility and didn't say anything.
Amen.
Remember me, Father. And I promise you, when you start doing that, watch what happens. If you do that tonight, I just speak this over you. You do that tonight, watch what's going to happen in the next couple of days. I speak that you will have a testimony to come back and testify. In Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. He's a good God. We serve a mighty God. What a mighty God we serve.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Well, is there anything else?
Like I said, I had been in since December up until now, and the Lord had placed on my heart to go to this church on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked one of my daughters, and usually when I ask her to go to church, she tells me no. But this Sunday, she told me yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that that's a setup because she's ready to come in. So I've been praying. For Sunday, because she never says yes. So I'm praying, for her salvation, or that the Holy
mm-hmm.
Spirit will draw her, because
mm-hmm.
he has to be drawing her already, because all the time she would tell me no. So I think
mm-hmm.
she's tired and she's ready to come in.
Okay. All right. So I thank you, Father, for drawing them in. Father God, I thank you for hearing the secret prayers, the secret cries of your daughter. I say the secret cries and the secret prayer that you're moving on her behalf, Father God. You say if you be lifted up, that you will draw all men unto you. In the last day, you're going to pour out your spirit on all flesh, Father God. I ask that you raise her up to do the work that you call her to do, Father God, in this hour, even to go minister to others, because she is a overcomer. In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
And so, Father God, I thank you for the healing and deliverance that's taking place in her life, the purging, Father God. Oh, Father God, I thank you for giving her that heart posture in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you for taking the scales off of her eyes, Father God. I ask that you move her through your eyesight. Father God, I thank you that you even stepped in when the enemy came in the night hour thinking he's going to kill, steal, and destroy her. But you said not. So it's not even the time, because you're the author and finish of her fate. You still writing her lifetime story. The book is still open. There's many chapters left. And I speak life and life abundantly over her life right now. I speak that she shall mount up like wings, like eagle. She shall soar over the enemy in the name of Jesus. She shall walk and not be weary. She shall run and not faint in this hour in the name of Jesus. She will find true resting in your bosom. She will find
true protection upon you, Father God. She will know that you are her true friend. You never leave her and you never forsake her. She will know without a shadow of a doubt that her help comes from you. And I thank you, Father God, how you turning it around. I thank you, Father God, that you are doing everything to say what is assigning her. In the name of Jesus, we give you the glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. So just count it all joy. Count it all joy.
Amen.
Like what it look like. Count it all joy.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name. And I pray that God will continue to strengthen you, strengthen your body right now in the name of Jesus. The strength, the Lord is your strength. He's your strong tower. And you speak, breathe strength over her. Breathe right now the strength that she needs. Breathe upon her right now. Let it be a fresh, fresh wind. Oh, come on, blow up on your daughter right now in the weakest part of her body. Oh, Father God, strengthen them elbows and them knees. Strengthen it right now. Blow on her right now. Your strength, give her double strength. Reverse her age to a youth. Youth in her body. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for it. I feel a fresh wind coming up on you right now. I feel that breeze coming up on you right now. Up right now and receive
thank you, Lord.
God. That wind, oh my
thank
God,
you,
there it goes, there it goes right
you,
there. There it goes, there
it
goes.
Thank you, Lord.
There
I feel
right
it.
There. Receive
thank
it,
you, Lord.
Receive
thank
it,
you,
receive
Lord.
It. There it goes, there it goes.
Thank you, Lord.
Blow on her right
thank
now,
you,
my
Lord.
God.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
That feels that right
thank
there.
You, Lord.
Blow on her right now. Blow on her. Lifting up right now. There it go. I feel
you,
the breeze. I feel the wind.
Ooh.
Your Ruach breath. Your Holy Spirit.
Ooh.
Fill her up where she
Ooh.
Thinks she don't have nothing. Give her the strength. Strengthen that arm.
Ooh.
Strengthen that back. Strengthen her right now. Oh, blow on her right now. Blow in that room right now. Anything that's
thank
not
you,
right to her, I command it to leave right now in the name of Jesus.
You,
I command the angel,
thank
the
you,
angel
Lord.
With the double sword to walk with you for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. I give you the glory.
Thank
my
you,
God, my God, my God.
Ooh. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Father.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
this
you, Lord. Thank you,
this
Lord.
This is what the Holy Spirit said. This is the real reason why you called and you just received it. This is
hallelujah.
The real reason why you called and you just got
thank
it.
Thank you, Lord.
He said that's the reason why you called because you needed the strength.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
You say that's the reason
thank
why you called.
Lord.
This is the real reason you called. And he just gave
thank
it to
Lord.
You. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. See, I this is not me, y'all. This is not me. This ain't me. So I say you don't got to tell people what you need. God already know what you need.
Come on.
He gonna come and give you your answer, your confirmation. If you're willing to receive, you got to be a willing vessel.
Thank you, Lord.
People know the ones going to be willing to receive it.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I tell y'all, my God, come on, Holy Spirit, speak. Come on, speak right now. Tell you some of y'all that's over. If you give God the glory for this woman to getting her strength, God's gonna turn it around for you. If you give him the glory for giving this woman her strength in the age that she is in, God's gonna turn it around for you. You gotta reach up there and grab it for yourself. You better get it while it's done. You better reach up there and put it down. Don't you sit on this thing, be no strobe. The Holy Spirit is moving up on her tonight. The God is giving people strength tonight. You better receive it. You better start open your mouth and say, Lord, thank you for giving your daughter strength. Thank you, Father God, for turning around. Thank you that you've given her an angel that's going to fight for her. You better open your mouth and begin to intercede for those that need to be intercede. When you start praying for others, God's going to turn your household around. God's going to turn that child back to him. You don't know, some of your children need to be turned back to him, to the first love. You better celebrate when other people get their breakthrough.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm, thank you, Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, you get the glory. You get all the glory.
I do not rush the Holy Spirit. I dare not to rush him.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Come on, Holy Spirit. Come on, Holy Spirit. Have your way in this house. Come on, Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
And you have your way. You got to let the Holy Spirit have his way.
Hallelujah.
You got to let the Holy Spirit have his own way.
Hallelujah. 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 Come. Oh, I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Come on,
thank you, Lord. Thank you for strength, Lord.
Come on, Holy Spirit.
Strength, Lord.
Move in this place. Move in. Some of y'all on the line, and the Holy Spirit needs to hit your house. He needs to hit your house. He needs to hit your heart. You on this line, you might not put it to one. But the Holy Spirit will hit you. The Holy Spirit will arrest you. Come on.
Thank you, Lord.
This is Yahweh Radio. I'm not in control of this. We have His way.
Hallelujah, God. Oh, I praise your name, Lord. I magnify your God. I thank you for where you brought me from, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes.
I thank you, Lord.
Come on.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
This is not a normal radio. This Yahweh radio. This Yahweh radio.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
No control over this.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And let him have his way. He gets the glory.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Come back to the right place with the Father. I don't know who that's for. but your child is coming in. Don't worry about that. They coming in.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
I'm going to go ahead and move on to the next call. But if you want to stay on, I will come back to you. My God.
Okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, thank you.
Continue to worship. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You go ahead with Dorothy first.
Okay, it's
You got prayer line in a minute.
Okay, you said it's Pastor Moody on here?
Yes.
Is she on here?
Yes.
Pastor Moody? Is that her name?
Yes.
How you doing?
Wonderful. How you doing?
I'm doing great. It's great. It's so an honor for you to be on here. Thank you for calling in.
Praise him. Praise him. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. Is there anything you would like to share?
I just need a prayer for my children. Salvation and deliverance for them. One of them named Zach and one of them named Blessed. And I also need a church. I need some faithful musicians and an increase in membership.
Amen. Wow. Amen. I tell you, I don't know if you was on here in the beginning of the word, but I just thank the Father. I thank the Father for sending you those Nehemiahs to build with you. And that God will give you your heart desire. Father God, let them come. Let them come. You send them. I say you send them. You send them to this woman of God. You send them, Father God, those that are going to have their ear to your mouthpiece, to your mouth, that they will hear a song from heaven. You take over their hands, Father God, that they not playing just for the church, but they playing for you, that it will be a sweet sound in your ears in the name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for her family, Father God. Oh, you doing the same with that family. You are doing the same. I don't care what it look like. You're working it out. You're working it out. And I thank you for working it out, Father God. I thank you. Everything going to be brand new. I thank you, Father God. I thank you for orchestrating they steps. You ain't going to let them go too far. You're going to snatch them back in the rightful place. I thank you for the finest breakthrough, Father God. I ask that you would send people to give money. And I just speak that your daughter will rest, because in your rest, the greater rewards will come. In your rest, your rewards going to knock on your door. In your rest, you're going to have everything you need, that God will supply everything you need in the place of rest. Rest in this hour. Allow God to bring those. You're going to get a big surprise. I see thousands of dollars. You're going to get a big surprise. In your resting, you need to hear what the Spirit of the Living God is saying to you. In your resting, he's going to give you the greater rewards. Remember, in your resting, in that position, you got to get in that position. God is going to send those that he's going to place in their heart. I don't know why God want me to do this. He told me to give it to you, and he's going to tell them to move and move quickly. Receive it. He's going to tell them to move and move quickly, because you need a quick, what I'm hearing for you, woman of God, that you need a quick turnaround. That's why God's going to require them to do it and do it quickly. I feel this, Father God. I ask that you touch their hearts. Put it on their hearts as they lay down tonight. That when you speak to them, you want to tell them to do it and do it quickly, turn around in the name of Jesus. And we feel it. Thank you, Father God.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you.
Woo.
We thank you.
Jesus.
We thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Woo. Glory to God.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Mighty
God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get in that resting place and watch God work. Cross your legs over and watch God work for you.
Sit back.
It's time for you to sit back and see what God is going to do for you in this hour. In the name of Jesus.
Glory to God.
I thank you. I thank you right now.
Jesus.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Mighty God.
Amen.
Thank you. Oh, mighty God.
Amen.
Thank you, woman of God. Thank you.
No, no, we thank the Father, the Holy Spirit. We thank the Father.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.
Yes, amen.
Glory to God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Awesome God.
And who else is on here?
Tanya.
Okay. It was Dorothy or somebody else was on here?
I heard somebody.
That was me.
Or
that was me.
Okay. So, Sonya, just you, Sonya?
Let me say something.
Huh?
Just listen. I keep dreaming that people are giving me money.
Say it again. You dream, you say you see me dreaming what?
I keep dreaming about people giving me money.
Well, you get in that. You just wait on, because before you say that, I hear God say, continue to wait. Continue to wait because it's coming. Continue to wait. So, Father God, I thank you for the waiting. Sometimes waiting, you got to have patience. I thank you for that waiting period with your daughter, the waiting period. We know that all things work together for the good, for those who love God and for those who are called according to his purpose. Those who wait on God will renew their strength. You gotta mount up. It say those who wait up on the Lord, wait. Sometimes it can be impatient waiting, but God is working things out on the back scene that you can't see. Wait up on the Lord. He's going to renew your strength. Wait up on the Lord. He's building you up. Wait on the Lord. He's going to put something in your belly. Because, my God, I feel my belly going in. He putting something up in your belly. That's why it's so important to wait up on him. Just be patient. And while you in that position waiting on him, thank you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You begin to put on your dancing shoe and dance around that house. I thank you, Lord. I worship you. Thank you, Lord, for my breakthrough. Thank you, God, for filling up my basket that I wouldn't even have enough room to receive it. Thank you, God, for open heavens over my bedroom. Thank you, Lord, for speaking to me in the night hour. Thank you, Lord, for protecting my heart. Thank you, Lord, for fixing everything that's broken. Thank you, Lord, for touching my body. Thank you, Lord, for being my strong tower. Thank you, Lord, for fighting my battle. You need to be in a season where you just thanking him while you wait up on him. Thank you, Lord. I can't give you, if I can come up there to heaven, I kiss you, Lord. I want to kiss you, Lord. You better catch it, Sister Sonya. I want to kiss you, Lord. I want to come up there and give you a big hug for my life and my life abundantly. You better catch it. If I can come up there, that means I need you to open heaven. Open heaven in my home so I can see your face. Open heaven in my home so I can see your Shekinah glory, so I can blow you a kiss, so I can give you a hug. Oh, my God, you better catch it, Sister Sonya.
Yeah.
Gotta catch that in the spirit.
Yes.
Boy, I don't know what's going on tonight, but the Holy Spirit's on here. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I thank both of y'all, women of God. Thank you for calling in. God bless you. I know y'all have to get on another prayer line. God bless you. God keep you. And God send his angels with you as you depart from here and transition to another prayer line, that the Holy Spirit will go with you and that it will be a great move of God upon that prayer line in the name of Jesus.
Amen. You want to pray now?
If you have time, whenever the Holy Spirit leads you.
Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to touch Papa Nicholas on everything that she prayed for us, Lord, even about the money, Lord. Let her have her own house, Lord.
Amen.
Don't have to be worried when nobody telling her she can't pray or don't want her to pray. Lord, by the name of Jesus, we ask you to lift her up, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Encourage her. Every time somebody tried to get her, Lord, you bring in the angel Michael. Lord,
yes.
Be covered by your blood right now. There's some desires that you got, Lord. Make
yes.
a trip Africa possible.
Amen.
You made the way for us.
Yes.
Right now,
Jesus,
you go to Africa and
yes,
to England. Lord, even let her go to Brazil and all the
Amen.
Countries that she desires, Lord. We asking you to touch her son right now. We're
yes.
asking you, Lord, right now, lift her up, Lord, for those who fight against her. Let her know that you've already sent Michael to stand up for her, covered by your blood, Lord.
Thank you for the covering.
Open the floodgates of heaven.
Yes.
Pour out the blessings that you won't even have room enough to receive. Lord, I'm asking you to touch her body right
Thank
now. I believe you've got a high blood pressure.
Yes, Father.
I believe busyness. I believe that ain't like you, Lord. I'm touching the woman that she'll be in perfect health so she can continue ministering, Lord. Open
yes.
up doors that she never thought would could be open, Lord. Send her around the world.
Yes.
Let her bring forth this ministry you
yes.
put in her. Let out of her bellies, Lord, grow rivers of living water. Lord, we thank you right now. Lord, let her have the power that she needs to rebuke the enemy. Every time he comes against you, you bless her double, double.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Lord, right now, victory is already hers.
Yes, Father.
Yes, hers. Right now, she has victory over the enemy in every situation. We bind every jealous spirit, we bind every demonic force that come against her.
Amen.
In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Well, thank you, Sister Sonya, for that prayer. We feel it. Thank you. God bless you.
I forgot to pray for Carmen and LeSean, but I pray for him. I will pray tonight.
Okay. Well, we thank you.
And Deborah. I met Deborah, too.
Mm-hmm.
I met Deborah the other night, so I've been praying for her, too.
Yes, yes.
We gotta go, because she got a camera.
Okay.
All right, love y'all.
Love you. Thank you for your prayers. God bless you.
All right, you are.
And all right.
God for the woman that got the breakthrough.
Yes, yes.
All right, back to the end, though.
Okay, thank you. All righty, let's go to the next caller. Let's see. Oh, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. You is moving on here tonight. Let's see, let's see. I think I already got, it's 2303. Let's see. Let's see. I think I picked up the wrong. 303-517.
Veronica?
Mass, who calling? Where you calling from?
Veronica from Colorado.
Hey, Veronica, how you doing?
A little sad.
What?
I have a son in Mexico. We couldn't find him for a bit, and we looked different places, and they say that he's in jail, but we cannot see him. They haven't seen him. So I'm a little sad, concerned. Where is he at? Yeah.
Okay. So they told y'all he's in jail, but y'all don't have, y'all can't locate him.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to pray. Amen. So, Father God, you are the locator. You know, I don't know if you was on here when I say let God locate you, the GPS map, get in a place where he can locate you. We speak that over your son right now, that he will be located, that the angel know where he is, every hidden channel, everything that's hidden, we take authority over it right now. Father God, I say tomorrow, they will know where their son is. Father, tomorrow, just like you told Abraham and Sarah, around this time, the next year, she will be pregnant. So I'm going to speak and be bold at this early in the wee hour morning, they will know where they son is. They will be able to locate him. He will be unharmed in the name of Jesus. Father God, I ask that you move every wicked end, every plan, the plot, scheme of the enemy. Oh, Father God, let your angel fight for him tonight. In the name of Jesus. Father God, no danger, no harm will come unto his dwelling place. And Father God, your word say who the Son set free is free indeed. You are mercy, God. I ask that you turn this situation around, just like you did with Peter Mill within the jail cell. You sent the angel to open the jail cell. I ask the angel to go where he's sent to open the jail cell, to move every wicked thing of those criminals or whatever they call them. Officer, he will be found. His name will come up. He will be found. And he will be found safe and sound. In the name of Jesus, my God, we have my coffee quarter. We have my God. It comes to quarter. Lord, he come my God. It keeps me out. Lord, he come my God. No weapon form against him. No weapon form against him. Shall not prosper. And I ask that you be pleased and rest upon your daughter tonight, that she will have a peace. I ask that you even give it to her in a dream, a confirmation that her son is okay. Give it to her.
tonight in a dream. Send the angel to minister to her. Send the angel to touch her head right now, to bring peace into our household right now. In the name of Jesus, what the enemy is speaking to her thoughts, so we rebuke it right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I speak right now that every influence that's not part of your plan, you remove these influence out of his life. You remove every situation that he placed, every situation that's around him. Honor the prayers of his mother. Yes. Honor the prayers of the ancestors that prayed for him, the great-great-grandmama. Honor the prayers of the prophet that spoke in his life, Father God. Let it manifest in the name of Jesus. Honor the prayers, Father God. Turn the situation around in his life. Deliver him from the evil one. Set your mind to the hands of the evil one. In the name of Jesus. And ask you to deliver him right where he's at in the name of Jesus. Touch him. I speak to those dry bones right now that you should live and not die. I speak to the dry bones. I prophesy over the dry bones that you shall have life and life abundantly. I prophesy over the dry bones. I rebuke the suicide demon that's around. You send your angels to hover around him, to protect him from the snares of the enemy, to protect him from that death spirit. I ask and command the angel who you have charge over him to hover around him, to help your protection to be around him. Right now, in the name of Jesus, there will be no wasted prayer. The prayers will not be wasted. Concerning your son in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus. Sometimes we got to say, do it one more time. Do it one more time. Breathe on him one more time. Revive him one more time.
Do it one more time. In this time, Father God, show up mighty. Show up by your spirit. Let your spirit begin to arrest him. Let your spirit begin to sit on him like never before. Show up in his life where he has an encounter with you face to face. In the name of Jesus, that he will begin to drink from the cup from your hand in the name of Jesus, that he will not want to go back. He will not want to go back to the old ways. He will not want to go back to the old mind. He will not. We bind a strong man right now in the name of Jesus. We bind a strong man of unforgiveness in the name of Jesus. Purge him right now. Purge him right now. Deliver him right now. We don't even have to be in his presence, but we believe the power, the word that's coming out like a two-edged sword that's going to pierce to the bone marrow. Purge him. We bind the strong man. Deliver him from his self-destruction. Deliver him from self-wounds. Deliver him. Set him free from himself in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, the fire of God is in this place. I don't know what's going on with PGN tonight, but something is moving through PGN tonight. Oh, something is going on. God is working it. God is working on behalf. God is working on everybody. I'm telling you, see, before she even got on this line, God had me intercede for somebody's son. See, y'all got infection in the spirit. Before she even got on the line, prayers already went up for the son. Oh, my God, my God. He heard your prayers before you even got on the line. He already moved and working it out before we picked up your call. I thank you, Father God. Oh, my God. He called already, come on. He called already, come on, God. Oh, my God. Before she came on the line, and you moved quickly. Oh, Father God, we thank you for the mighty quickly that you are moving for your people tonight in Jesus' name. My God, the fire of God is in this place. Receive it, and believe it. The enemy is not going to mess with your mind. Receive it, and know that God is working. He's working it. He's working it. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. We serve a mighty, mighty God. You do it all the time. Thank you, Father.
Mighty God.
Ooh, Lord Jesus. Is there anything else about Veronica?
Thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you. Call us back and give us an update as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
God bless you. You know, he tells us, go. It is all well. Go. Go in peace.
Amen.
Go with
Amen.
Peace.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless you.
Bless you.
Yeah. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Yahweh, you are Alpha and Omega. Y'all know I can't sing, but I be in there like I am a singer, like I can sing. You are Yahweh. 504-282. Mass, who's calling? Where you calling from? 504-282. I'll come back to you. 828-442, Matthew calling. Where you calling from? You are Yahweh. Is there something wrong with preaching in? I know ain't nothing wrong with preaching in. Okay. 828-442. Okay. We'll come back to this. To you. PGN, oh, come on, PGN. 919-995.
It's Cheryl from North Carolina.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Oh, okay. Is there a special prayer? Oh, girl, this ain't hard. Is this a special prayer? A prayer request that you have?
Oh, yes, I would like prayer for my daughter. She was in an accident, a car accident, and the person that hit her car do not have insurance. So I just like prayer that the situation will work out in her favor so that she won't be having to, like, her insurance won't go up and it'll work out for her so she can get paid.
Okay, so Father God, we just come to you, Father God. We ask that you release the angel. Every crooked place, make it straight, Father God. We command every crooked place to be straight. Father God, you only know the reason why the driver didn't have insurance, Father God. Only you know that. Father God, I just ask that you just do a miracle with this situation, Father God. Father God, that her insurance will not go up because she should be able to file for no fault if the person hit her, no fault. Father God, and I just ask that you will be able to repair this vehicle, Father God, and that she would not have a high insurance, even if she got to pay to get a vehicle fixed on her own insurance, Father God. She will not lose anything, repay everything that the kangaroo, the locust, and the caterpillar, everything that the enemy trying to rob for her, Father God. I just speak that the enemy will not rob for her this season, but Father God, you say you know where the wicked keep the treasure. And so, Father God, I just ask that you touch this situation, be in control of this situation, turn it around, rule it in her favor. Father God, but I come against any bitterness, hatred, that she will not walk in this hour being hatred or bitterness, Father God, but she will trust you, knowing that you supply all her needs, that she will trust you with all thy heart, all thy understanding, that something she might not understand, but you know that she will trust you in this season and trust that you are working it on her behalf. Lord, I give this unto you. I give this. You see what happened. I trust you. And Father God, I thank you for working it out in my good, that you're going to work it out for my good. And so, Father God, I thank you that she was able. Father God, no one didn't even lose their life in this car accident. I thank you, Father God. I thank you, Father God, that no one lost their life. I thank you, Father God, because things can be replaced. Life can't come back. So I thank you for her life and life abundantly. Help her to understand that you spurred, that there were angels in the midst of it all, that you still have a plan for her life. So I thank you that neither party lost their life in this situation. Now, Father God, I ask that you fix this situation, turn it around. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Father.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
We thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name. Is there anything else?
Just general prayer for myself.
Okay. Is there a specific prayer you would like?
Just pray for me to walk in a direction that I need to go in order to get to where I need to be in God.
Father God, I just thank you for your daughter. I thank you for the direction, true direction. Father God, I ask that you touch her ears to hear your voice and to follow you, Father God, to continue to follow you, Father God, to follow in your footsteps. Father God, I just ask that you put divine connection, real women of God in her life, Father God. I ask that you give her a teachable spirit to be taught, Father God. I ask that you just open thy understanding to true prosperity, which is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Open her up to true prosperity. That is wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. So, Father God, I thank you for your grace and your mercy. Father God, it said a good man's step is order. The good man's step is order. So, Father God, let your word be a lamp unto her feet to lighten up her pathway. And, Father God, those weapons, those things that the enemy is shooting her at her, teach her how to put on the whole armor, the full armor of God, to quench every fiery dart, to pull up there and turn down the dart of infernity, that she will break it and pull it down, cast down every imagination, every stronghold, come down in the name of Jesus. And we thank you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, thank you for calling in. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have
good
a
night.
Good evening. Good night.
You too.
Okay. You are Yahweh. Let's see, 504-282. 504-282. All righty. Well, Father God, we pray over 504-282. Father God, we pray for the household. Father God, we thank you for household deliverance. We thank you for setting up a new house, building a new house. Father God, every old building, you know, there is a leak in this old building, but my soul, that's what I hear. There's a leak in this old building. God fits every leak. Fits every leak. There is a leak in this old building, but my soul got to move. Because he's giving mighty fat. See if I can pull that song up, if I can get it. There's a leak in this old building, and that's what I hear for you.
There's got to move.
Let's see if I can find that. You got to move.
Girl, you done started something.
I don't know if I can get it on here.
Who's that, LaShawn?
Hey. I think it's her. Let me see. Well, what we were talking about, God got to rebuild some things in our life. Let's see if I can find it. If I can get it downloaded right now. Oof. Y'all, it is hot in here. Okay, let's see if I can pull it up. That is LaShawn Pace. There's a leak in this old building. Let's see if I can, okay. See if we can get it. They let me get it. That's what I just heard. Man, that's an old song. Sometimes Holy Spirit speaks like that. Maybe I can get it. Maybe I can't get it. I'm here tonight. But thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm telling y'all, it is hot. It is hot. Let's see if we can get this on for her. You're so late and it's so busy. I don't know what's going on with the download tonight. It's not going to even download.
Has got to move.
Yeah, that if I can get it on here, y'all might not can get it on here. Because I have to download it on here. If something wrong, it ain't going to work. He don't like for us to do that. Well, if you got a chance to look, listen to it because of the copyright, I have to download it on here. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk download. Because I downloaded it. And I'm just, let's see. Let's see if I refresh it. If I can't get it, just go back and listen to it. Boy, Holy Spirit, have your way. I'm still here, y'all. I'm just trying to see if I can play this song right quick before we leave. We're going to end the show with this song. Okay. There you go. Okay. Here we go. Well, there we go. So I'm going to play this song. I thank y'all for calling in tonight. This is for 504-282. I don't know if God got to give you a new home, but listen. This right here, I would like to play this for you. God bless everybody that's been on here. God have been moving on here tonight. God has been moving on here tonight. Thank you for calling in. May God bless you. May him continue to shine his face upon you, continue to protect you. Thank you. Remember, somebody's always on Prophetic Grace Network 7 days a week. You know, we are here as a family with the love of Christ. We cannot do anything without him. So I thank you. Keep everybody that's a host on Prophetic Grace Network in your prayers. Keep our family in your prayers. So, Father God, as we depart from the radio, we will never, your love will never depart from us. Father God, I just speak sweet sleep tonight. Let your people rest tonight in your bosom. Father God, even those that the enemy is trying to hijack their dreams, that is taken by force, that they should dream prophetic dreams. Oh, Father God, give them move their eyes even in their dream. And we come against the dream snatcher and the dream catcher. We take authority over it right now. We come against bad dreams, the torment dreams. We take authority over it right now. And we loosen right now from heaven that they will have prophetic dreams. We loosen right now from heaven the angels of protection that will stand post in their home. Angel will walk up and down their home to protect their household, to protect their children, to protect their loved one. In the name of Jesus, and I thank you. We seal it. We seal it and stamp it. It's been stamped in the blood. It's been bought with the blood, with a price. So, Father God, I thank you in Jesus' mighty name.
A little closer to home.
I'm moving home.
Will you see me pray?